Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
When push comes to shove, Tom Brady will play for .. in 2020.
Not the Patriots.
The runaway two best spots are Dallas and Indy.
Tom Brady will remain in the New England Patriots uniform.
Nobody knows the trouble I've seen.
Dale Arnold.
The number stuff I don't, get involved in.
Yeah. But that says nothing about Brock Holt.
No, nobody should read anything into that.
Rich Keefe.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Keefe was home naming presidents in his basement drinking craft beer.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
That's disgusting. What the hell is that statement? I mean, come on, just stop talking.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. It's tough to do what we do for a living if we stop talking.
Oh, it's not a great show.
No.
It's just kind of quiet. I mean, it's quiet. If you want to...
Peaceful.
Have a snooze, I guess.
Yeah, if that's what you want to do.
Yes.
Tom Curran fighting his way out of the building now because...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he gets all this passion
I like
going
having Tom
folks.
In here. Oh, that one caller was upset, but I like that. It brings the, brings the energy a little bit there, so that was good.
All good.
So we'll see. I'll say just to... end that, or we can continue with it, but just the whole point about Brady is what made Belichick, at least according to that one caller. I think this year Brady really can't do anything wrong for his legacy, because if he goes somewhere else and they go 8-8, well, he's 43. How many 43 year old guys have had, show me that 43 year old who had a good
sooner or
season
later.
Yeah, right. I mean, he still has 20 years of just insane success, whereas if Bill Belichick can't get a winner going. And I'm not saying win the Super Bowl without Brady, but I'm just saying
and it's win probably the division. Not going to happen year one.
No, you're not going to win the Super Bowl year one, but I think you could still win the AFC East depending on who your other quarterback is. But say he falls on his face and the team is below 500. Well, that caller that said it was all Brady, I'm not saying I would agree with him, but he'd have much more of an argument on his side now, because now there's a whole season there without him and he couldn't get anything going.
A texter said, any update on the hockey player who had the heart attack? It's Jay Bouwmeester,
right.
St. Louis Blues. He returned to St. Louis yesterday. He had a heart implant done, the sort of thing that helps regulate your heart rate. This was done out in Anaheim where he suffered the heart attack on the bench. He returned yesterday, said that he is continuing with his recovery back home in St. Louis, and he and his family, thank everybody for their thoughts and well wishes.
Yeah.
I, for one, will be very surprised if you see him play again.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because was he 36 or 7?
He's played 1,274.
Yeah, he's had a long, great career.
Yeah.
So I think it's sadly, that's probably how it's going
to end for
him.
But the good news is he's had
he's doing all right.
The implant in his heart. He's back home in St. Louis and hopefully on the road to recovery. Back to the calls with you guys. Adam's in Connecticut. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys, first of all, I mean, how dare you disagree with Dave at all?
Good point.
He's the almighty helper, isn't he?
Good point. If he just keeps shouting us down, he's going to win that argument every time.
I guess so. That being said, does he forget that Belichick went 11-5 without Tom Brady at one point?
Yeah, he didn't mention that part.
Okay.
Yep.
Might not have.
Yeah, maybe he forgot, yeah.
Yeah, and so... my thing is this, and I wish I had gotten on when Tom was there, but everybody's talking about, what kind of offense Brady can go to, the weapons that they have on offense, this, that, and the other thing. But in the NFL, to be a good team, don't you have to have a good defense too, especially to win the Super Bowl? I mean, we've seen that more times than not, that you have to have a good defense later in the year to be able to do anything. You need a good offense, but the defense is really what you kind of need. So why would a team like Tampa Bay, who doesn't have a great defense, make sense? Dallas, maybe they have a good defense. Tennessee has a good defense. And anything that Belichick puts his hands on defensively, I think is pretty you know, darn good.
Right.
But why are we not talking about a team as a whole instead of all the offenses? And I get that Brady is obviously the quarterback, but
yeah. No, it's a good point, Adam. I mean, it definitely makes his job easier. We saw it this year when the defense is really good. I do think that the Patriots defense probably won't be quite as good next year. Now, as he points out, with Belichick, you have a pretty good floor, though. Like, you're not going to be, you know, a bottom 10 defense. I think we're looking at teams first, you know, for the weapons and for him to have a good season. But for the team to really do well, you're right, they're going to need a good defense. And Tennessee had one last year. I guess the counter could be, how good was Kansas City's defense? Better than a year ago,
yep.
Right? I think the Honey Badger helped, and they made some additions, and they were pretty good. But that was clearly an offense that won that Super Bowl. But no, that's all going to factor into Brady's decision, I'm sure. And maybe that's why, you know, the Raiders or the Dolphins or the Bucks won't be quite as appetizing.
Back to where Brady started when he was drafted by the Patriots. The Twitter site Only in Boston has got a screen grab of Madden 2001. The quarterbacks for the Patriots are listed as D. Bledsoe.
Yeah, he wasn't even in the game.
He's an 84. 86.
Yeah.
Jay Freeze. He's a 67.
Yep. John.
M. Bishop.
Yep.
He's a 67.
He's fast, though.
QB number 12.
Amazing.
Is 57.
QB 12.
That's what he was called in the Madden 2001. For Madden 2000, Madden NFL 20, he has a 96 rating.
Over the current game, you mean? The most recent
game? The last
game?
2 years, he was a 99.
Yeah.
This year, he's down to a 96.
Came into the league without his name, which is very similar to Bill Belichick. Belichick doesn't want to be a part of the game.
He chooses not to be.
But number 12, and he was a 57 overall, which is about the basement. Like, it's not a 1 through 99. I mean, I guess technically it is, but the worst you can be is like a 49, I want to say. So, I mean, that's almost as bad as you can possibly be in the game.
57 was his first
horrible
Madden ranking. Yep. For QB number 12.
Then I'm sure the next year it went up pretty significantly.
Actually, I can tell
actually,
you.
Actually, no, maybe not the next year, but then the year after he took over. So
actually, it starting with Madden 10, starting
no.
No, I'm saying.
I'm talking about Madden like 02.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Okay.
Starting with Madden 10, it was 97, 95, 99, 98, 97.
Yeah.
I mean, by then, he was Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Mike's in Framingham. Hey, Mike.
Hey, you know, two things. First off, do you guys see the E60 with Drew Bledsoe? We talked about Brady. He thought he was going to be a long-time backup, like a Jason Garrett.
Oh, interesting. No, I haven't seen that yet. I got to watch
it. It's
that,
on my DVR at home. I haven't watched it yet. But I'm not surprised.
No,
I mean, he's a sixth-round draft pick.
Of course.
Yeah. No. I'm not saying anything bad about Bledsoe. That's how he thought. That's how everybody thought. The other thing, too, is when people bring up the system that the Patriots want run, it drives me crazy because it's just cliche speak. Because one time Ben Bone was on, I called and said, so what's the system that the Patriots run? And he was a stuttering fool. And if you ask these other people that say that, they don't know what system the Patriots run. They don't know what system anybody runs. They just know the West Coast offense, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think the system thing is stupid. And if it's like, Brady runs it and he's the best quarterback ever, then teams would do that. Teams would just go ahead and do the exact same thing, and they would have a ton of success. Like, I think it helps when, and you know, Baltimore's a good example because that's an extreme offense. If you can build the right kind of offense for the player, that's what teams really should do. Rather than forcing a player to do something that is not within his skill set, build the right team. Lamar Jackson had a good running back. He had a really good tight end. He had one speed guy, and that was all you needed, and it was a really good offense, at least in the regular season. With Brady, they maximized what he did well, you know, starting with Charlie Weiss, but then all the way up through Josh McDaniels. So they've used him the right way. He shouldn't be penalized for it.
What was the cut you sent John seeking? Because he's got it for you.
Yeah, so this was the quarterback shuffle we've been talking about, and Dale's been saying that you can have musical chairs with all these quarterbacks.
And the first piece fell today went back.
And so Drew Brees is staying, so you can cross the Saints off. Now, their next goal that, you know, Schefter and others are saying is, are they going to be able to get Taysom Hill to also go back and have that tandem once again at quarterback for the Saints? But another one of the guys, and one guy that we know is going to change teams, is Philip Rivers.
Yep.
And he has moved.
They've already announced it.
He's not going back. The Chargers are done. He's done. That might be a mutual parting of the ways if there ever was one.
Yeah.
But we've all speculated on what teams he could go to. But his former Chargers teammate, Melvin Gordon, was doing an interview, and he apparently knows where he's going.
I think he'd go to the Colts. I don't know. I don't know. You know, that's just my thought, just because, you know, he has, you know, Nick there is the offensive coordinator. He came from here. And
Nick
the
Sirianni.
Head coach, mm-hmm. Nick Sirianni, yeah. We had him. He's offensive coordinator there. And they run the same playbook, so it'd be easy. He could come right in. He could be telling guys what to do. He knows what's going on already. We have history with the head coach as well, so it'll be an easy plug-in. So I think, you know, I think that's probably the best fit, but, you know.
So that could be one, a little bit of a shakeup, because that's a team that I don't think.
Jacoby Brissett's going, really?
Well, he knows.
Come on.
I
know.
He can go back to insane theories on Twitter. Remember that? He was the guy that would just throw weird stuff at the wall, and you're like, all right, you can go back to doing that. You're the backup quarterback. You have a little bit more free time. But I never really associated the Colts with Tom Brady. I knew that would be a team that needed a quarterback, but I just didn't think that really made a lot of sense to me. And Phillip Rivers was a guy I thought could go to Tampa Bay.
Yep.
And if he ends up going to the Colts, again, it's not really a Tom Brady landing spot, at least in my mind, whereas Tampa Bay could be, and that would leave that one open. But also, if you're a team that's interested in Phillip Rivers, you'd obviously be interested in Tom Brady, too. Both guys are only going to play another couple of years. Brady's still better. So that would also lead me to believe that maybe the Colts would at least offer him something. But, I mean, the offensive coordinator thing makes sense, too, and you see that happen all the time in the league.
And because we're taking requests now, the caller, you know, was interested in the Drew Bledsoe cut. It was from the E60, which has run a couple of times. Seriously, it's on my DVR. I haven't watched it yet. And it's Jeremy Schapp talking with Bledsoe more about his post-football career. He's become a very prominent winemaker. I mean, it's actually kind of impressive. But he did, during the course of the E60, talk about what he thought of Brady at the beginning.
Here's the real truth. So when he was on practice squad his rookie year, I actually called my financial advisor about him. I was like, hey, you know, I really like this kid. He's never going to be a starter. He's going to be Jason Garrett or you know, one of those guys that's just going to be around forever, and you'll really like the kid. And we really did. We kind of brought him in, and he was over at our house. We had him over for dinner probably at least every other week. But just really liked the kid. I thought he was just, and still do. But nobody outside of maybe Tom himself would ever have predicted that he was going to go on to be a starter in the league and you know, be in the conversation as one of the greatest of all time.
I mean, that's the truth.
Not speaking out of school.
You know, he's a sixth round pick. He's the fourth quarterback on the roster, and he's on the practice squad. Nobody was saying, you know, that kid someday is going to be the best there ever was.
No, of course not. And I mean, and that also goes into, when if you're a quarterback in the NFL and your team in the draft takes the guy in the first or second round, you're going to look at him a lot differently.
Yeah.
Third and fourth round, even, you're like, okay, maybe they see something. And then if they get picked on the last day of the draft, you're like, all right, well, we need depth. I'm not going to be the only guy on the roster. Right. So like, you don't view him as a threat at all. And so Brady was here for what, Cliff Kingsbury and Zach Robinson and some of these guys. And I'm sure he thought the same thing. And then when they brought in Jimmy Garoppolo, he's like, all right, well, this is the guy they think is going to take my job. So I don't blame Bledsoe at all for not thinking that Brady's going to take over and then never look back.
Frank's in Westboro. Hey, Frank.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on?
Oh, I was just calling about the possibility of maybe signing Brady to a contract, like a four-year contract and guaranteeing $60 million of it, and then trading him to San Francisco for Jimmy Garoppolo. It works out for Brady. He gets to play with a high-caliber team, finish out his career, and we get Jimmy back here in New England.
Yeah, it makes sense. They should.
I'm not sure it makes sense for San Francisco.
No, I was obviously joking. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see that San Francisco's going to say, we've got this young quarterback who took us to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he's not going to sign
and we're
going to
replace him with a 43-year-old guy.
All the reports are they're all in on Garoppolo, whether they should or shouldn't be. I don't know if he's a top 10 guy, but that's their guy. They're going to keep him. And no, you're not going to trade him to flip him. And Brady might even put in like a no trade or something just because like the way things are going with that. I know a lot of people have really wanted that to happen, like have him go back and Brady or Belichick and get Jimmy Garoppolo again. Like it's not going to happen. It doesn't make a lot of sense. They're probably one of the few teams in the league that would not be interested in a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not hard to come up with the list. You know, Kansas City, Baltimore, San Francisco. They're all good things.
Yeah.
They're fine.
And also, just because you signed Brady to a four-year deal doesn't mean he can play for four more years. He's only going to play for one or two.
Can't.
Right?
I mean, I think two is the outside. Yeah. I know three is...
That's 45, and that's what he said.
That's what he kept saying.
So, I mean, I guess maybe there's a chance of that. But if you're San Francisco, you're thinking that Garoppolo is going to play for the next 10, aren't you? Now, he might not play into his 40s like Brady, but still, he could play for... You get a lot more seasons out of him.
And he's blindingly handsome, too.
I've noticed. Help him get to the Super Bowl this year.
Do you want to know about the latest trade rumor involving your Boston Red Sox, the least popular team?
Well, once they get those social media influencers behind them,
or if they get this deal done, according to the
who are they trying to get?
According to the San Diego Union Tribune, the Red Sox and the San Diego Padres were discussing the whole Mookie Betts thing. You know, that was going on for a while.
Right.
Even though that is no longer an option, according to this paper. The Red Sox and Padres are working on a deal that will send first baseman outfielder Will Myers to Boston.
Why do they want him?
Well, supposedly, now this is what Kevin Acey of the San Diego Union Tribune says.
Okay.
Young talent would go to Boston to sweeten the pot. Players that have been discussed include Cal Quantrill, Luis Campusano, Gabriel Arias. So, in other words, you'll take on Will Myers' salary. You know, they'd have to pay like half of it.
So now the Red Sox are taking on salary?
You'll take
I'm
it
very
on,
confused.
But we'll add these young players.
So they had to get rid of salary, and now they can take on Will Myers?
He has a guarantee of $61 million.
Oh, God.
Left, but according to this piece, the Padres would pay over half of it.
Who are those guys you mentioned again? Real quick.
Cal Quantrill.
All right.
Luis Campusano.
Okay.
Gabriel Arias.
All right, so Luis Campusano, at least according to this one website I'm looking at, is a top 100, in fact, a top 50 prospect. He is a catcher, so he could maybe help your farm system. But no, I'm not really all that wild about bringing in Will Myers and his contract at this point.
Or half his contract.
Or half his contract. No, I'm,
well, according
I'm good
to,
on that.
According to the San Diego Union Tribune, they're working on it. Now, the question...
What would they give up?
That's the key.
Okay.
And even Kevin Acey, when he writes this, says... What is unclear is who the Padres would get in return from Boston.
Jackie Bradley? Because he's only got 1 year left, like $11 million bucks, right? And obviously Kevin Pillar can come in here and just play center field like Bradley did. Or is it like scrub prospects? Like I don't really know.
And he says the Padres appear to be centering their search for reinforcements on a difference-making outfielder.
Is Jackie Bradley that?
Well, defensively.
Yeah, defensively he is. Yeah, true.
But according to this,
if they
guy with a healthy contract could be headed Boston's way so that they can add more depth to the minor league system, which they need.
Yeah, I guess. But that's going to be a tough sell. Like, I understand what they're doing, but if all of a sudden the headline is you're bringing in Will Myers and his contract, albeit half of it, you're like, I thought you had a dump salary. So if you're going to, right, it doesn't really line up.
It doesn't line
up. I don't want him.
I'm just telling you what's out there. 617-779-7937. We have Kiefer Madness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, normally it's at 12:30, but we have Tommy Curran now from
it's
noon
been bumped,
to 1.
But that's fine.
So we bump it to 1:30.
That's all right.
I've got another story that will gross you out that I'll tell you about.
Oh, good.
When we come back.
Yeah, put it in there.
But Kiefer Madness is coming up next. It's Dale and Keefe, and it's time to trend.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dale and Keefe.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness? Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say? Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay. So screw you, Keefe.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
We don't need you.
Kiefer Madness. Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you rock.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that that we eat?
Why do you think an alien would wear a wig?
I think for aesthetic reasons.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
Could be a crackhead.
Here we go.
I have a suggestion for a Kiefer Madness story for you.
You know what? You actually suggested this one that I am going to get to, but what's the other one you have?
So police in northern Florida.
Okay, classic.
Yeah. They were inspecting the foundation of a house that was once owned by a researcher and professor.
Okay.
They found at least six jars containing formaldehyde and decades-old body parts, including tongues, dating back to the 1960s.
Well, you did say researchers, so maybe...
Each jar reportedly holds about a gallon, labeled with a name and a date.
How many tongues can you stick in a gallon
jar? In a gallon jar?
Yeah.
I would think dozens.
Just one Gene Simmons tongue, though. Am I right, guys? Come on! A little kiss joke.
Hello there!
A little kiss joke. He had a huge tongue. Or he has a huge tongue. He's still with us. He's doing fine, right?
No, honey, I'll just stick him in the crawl space in the basement.
So
don't
do you
worry.
Think the people that lived there are suspects, or what's going on? There's a story here, clearly.
It sounds as though at least this one guy, he was a researcher and professor. Now, I'm wondering, if we find out it's a bunch of, you know, fetal pig tongues, we'll go, okay, fine.
All right. No, human tongues,
it
like
says,
you said.
This says human remains.
Man.
Decades-old body parts, including tongues, dating back to the 60s. Now, are they labeled? Does it say, like, 1962?
Yeah, they're researchers. They're doing experiments.
Okay.
Isn't the tongue the strongest muscle in the body? Not my body.
I don't know.
All right. Well, anyway,
just a thought.
This one's local, Dale. This one comes to us from North Attleboro. As there may have been something going on with a dating app.
I do know the story.
A dating app gone awry.
As far as bad first dates go, a woman in Massachusetts may have had one of the worst ones ever. CNN reports she was forced to be a getaway driver when the man she was out with robbed a bank. The evening started with her driving to Rhode Island to pick him up at his parents' house.
Let's stop right there.
But you got to go pick your date up. And his
red
parents.
Flag.
Are you an adult?
Huge red flag. So they met on one of the dating apps that are out there, which are
did
prevalent.
Did she swipe right?
She must have. They both did, and they found a love connection. And so the first step was, I got to go pick you up at your
mom and dad's house.
Not ideal.
I'm going to guess that you're probably not even going to get to split the check. You're paying the check.
Well, it might be even worse than a nice meal of food here, Dale.
The evening started with her driving to Rhode Island to pick him up at his parents' house and then back to Massachusetts as he sat in her passenger seat drinking wine.
This guy
slugging Boone's Farm straight out of the bottle.
Yes, so he's got probably sitting there with a nice cup of wine, I can imagine.
I bet it was straight out of the bottle
or a bag.
It could
have been
a
bag of wine.
It could have been a box of wine.
Like, can you pick me up from my parents' house? So kind of a red flag. Yeah. But you know what? Some people, that's fine. They live with their parents after college. I lived with my parents, and all of a sudden you're like, pick me up. Okay, I'm also going to bring my own. Now, can you drive? Why? Because I'm going to be drinking the whole time.
I am not pounding my Mogan David in the seat next to
chances
you.
Chances this gentleman even has a license?
None.
Probably
zero.
Probably slim.
You know what?
Yeah.
He could have been in another news story earlier today when he stole a Lamborghini and smashed it up.
Yeah, the two stolen Lambos
like
from Wayland.
Yeah.
Were found in Malden. Yeah. But my guess is he probably doesn't have a lot of money either, but he's going to rectify that.
Okay.
And then back to Massachusetts as he sat in her passenger seat drinking wine. According to CNN, he soon asked her to stop at a bank. He went in and moments later emerged with a handful of money and gun.
He robbed the bank. Yeah, he went in there with
a
gun. It was armed robbery.
Did he not have the gun when he went into the bank?
He must have had it hidden in his pants.
He robbed that from them too.
He robbed what?
Robbed the gun as well from the bank.
He could have.
They have guns.
And give me your money and your guns.
And I'll take all of your guns. And so this poor lady, all she wanted to do was have a nice date.
Yeah.
Maybe a one night, like a romantic one night stand.
I don't know if we'd even go that far.
Turns out she's now an accessory.
Got in the car and told her to go.
Yeah, I mean, he is.
Well, I mean, we are in a hurry here.
He's trying to, you know, like a modern day Bonnie and Clyde, I think is what he was looking for. And, well, let's see.
And told her to go, which she did. The Sun Chronicle reports.
Stop for a quick second. Where was this story?
North Attleboro.
No, who's reading? Who?
Oh, I don't even know who this is. He got this from CNN.
They're
I don't know.
Bleeping him.
Yeah.
So was he on a broadcast outlet?
No, we found it online. Oh, okay. We found it online. Right. No, I think, well, when they posted it online, I think they bleeped it.
Gotcha.
And told her to go, which she did. The Sun Chronicle reports, not long after, police in pursuit of the vehicle ordered her to pull over. She did that too and quickly got out of the car. Notably, no charges were pressed against her. Her date has since been sentenced to 5 years in prison. According to the Chronicle, she told police that she had met the defendant through an online dating app and had just met him in person for the first time that day.
First impressions, Dale. They say they're very important.
What was your first warning sign, dear?
Well, all the wine he was drinking when I picked him up from his parents' house. Stop at a bank real quick. Like, on your first date, if you tell the date, hey, I got to pull in and stop at the bank.
Oh, you know what? I say, he needs some cash. Yeah, we're going out to dinner.
But I would say this person doesn't think ahead.
On our way to Chili's? No, I mean, you don't know we need some money?
They need to think ahead. We have another guy, Dale, who also money was a bit of an issue for him.
More than this guy?
Well, maybe, but creative. This guy was creative.
A man was arrested during a prostitution sting in southeast Albuquerque on Tuesday.
We're in New Mexico, baby! What?
A prostitution sting.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did he also go to the bank with a gun?
I don't know. This guy
He had important things he had to purchase, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know what you're saying, but spoiler alert, this guy doesn't have... I don't think he's going to the bank. Doesn't have a whole lot of money.
Okay.
According to a criminal complaint, 36-year-old Dominic Calderon rode a bicycle up to an undercover APD officer posing as a prostitute in the area of Central and San Pablo Southeast.
Took his bike up to the hooker.
So when the undercover police officer is standing on her street corner...
Yeah.
Plying her wares.
Yes, she is.
How many people roll up on their bicycle?
I'm guessing just this guy.
Okay.
It's not ideal. You can't do that. Like when you're playing the Grand Theft Auto game and you go up to a prostitute, you can't do it in a bicycle.
No.
They won't get on your bicycle. But if you go to a car, then now you're talking. Bicycle's not going to fly.
The complaint states, after agreeing on terms and a price, Calderon asked for the officer's phone number because he wasn't going to have enough money until Friday. That's when the undercover officer noticed Calderon was carrying a to-go bag from Chili's.
Chili's.
Yeah, you sniffed this out. You sniffed this out
ahead
of time.
I didn't even know.
Yep.
The officer asked what was in it, and Calderon told her it was a hamburger. The officer then told Calderon her fee could be the burger.
Yeah, I feel like that's entrapment. I don't know a lot about the law, Dale, but that sounds like entrapment.
All right, how much is a good tasty burger?
$7? $6?
Let's say
bucks?
Max.
Yeah. Less than 10.
He's got a to-go bag from Chili's.
Yeah.
So what did he think he was going to get in return for his $8 burger?
Well, you could be creative, Dale. Maybe if you're paying by the minute, I don't know, you get something done here. But isn't that entrapment? I feel like if she was like, hey, here's the price, and he's like, well, I don't have that. And she's like, well, it could be. She's like, what's in the bag there, buddy? And he's like, it's a hamburger. And she's like, could be the hamburger. I feel like this guy... I feel like he might have a loophole. If he
gets
himself
she
a
was
good
hungry.
Attorney, well, she might have been.
Calderon agreed and was arrested.
Well, that's that.
After officers ran Calderon's information, they found he...
Oh, yeah, no, he's a bad guy. He's a bad guy.
...was a sex offender on probation.
Yeah, not good.
Police say Calderon's status was confirmed by a probation officer, and his probation was revoked and upgraded to a felony warrant.
Yeah, that was for the
Calderon's
best.
Arrest is one of 11 different prostitution arrests all made on January 28th along Central Avenue.
And
the hamburger was tagged into evidence.
And I'm guessing the only one on a bike.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Of the 11.
And the only one with the burger, which they tagged into evidence.
How do you tag a burger?
I don't know. Carefully.
Scott Brown, Care QE, News 13.
Thanks, Scott.
Care QE.
Thanks, Scott.
What?
Yeah, so there you go. Well, if you're hard up.
I mean, I'm making notes to myself.
Wiggy would have liked that, though. We finally had a bank robbery story.
Well, he liked the hooker part of it more than anything else.
Wait. So did the guy have the girl back his car in, though?
Oh, that was a cheap shot on your part.
What's wrong with you?
Those of us who like to back our vehicles in do not feel that we have to explain ourselves to you.
I think this plot is way too similar to the town as well.
I backed into work today here. I backed into the fence. I don't know if you saw that.
You backed into the fence
today? I didn't back in. I backed up to the fence.
Oh, okay. To the fence.
Yeah. I mean, the quick getaway thing.
You made me nervous there for a minute.
I haven't hit a fence. And I did once run my car into Brunswick High School.
See? Oh, where was that story when Andy Hart hit a pole in a elementary school?
You think I was going to admit that I hit the building at Brunswick High School?
Yikes.
Trying to park my car at the high school? By the way, it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, so no, I hadn't had anything to drink.
That doesn't rule anything out. The time of day, Dale, trust me, that has nothing to do with
it. It's not my fault that the building moved at the very last minute.
Well, I'm sure it did.
Was it the building?
Did you flee the scene?
Where was I going to go? My car was backed into the high school.
Oh, my God.
I probably had a hard time explaining that one.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I totaled the same car months later.
Are you a terrible driver?
When I had a head-on collision with a dump truck that my father was not pleased with me about either.
Was that also parked?
Oh, no. No, oh, it was going full tilt boogie when I had the head-on collision with the dump truck.
You know,
you have to be careful.
You do. Keep your head on a swivel out there.
You know, unlike baseball, where tie goes to the runner, in head-on collisions, tie goes to the truck.
Dale.
Words to live by.
I guess.
We buried the lead again today. Strictly my fault. It's Tuesday, right?
Oh, thank God. I could use this. Shyam's going to pick us up.
I'm locked and loaded today, guys.
He's on a bit of a heater, though, not just with his picks, Dale, but with his songs. Each Tuesday choice that Shyam, whether it be a duet or a solo, they've all been off the charts. I can't wait to put them onto one album and just listen to them in the car.
And it's got a special dedication, too.
As they usually do.
Like Casey. Like Casey Kasem. A long-distance dedication to Chris Shyam.
And told her to go.
That, too. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes.
As he sat in her passenger seat drinking wine. Pick him up at his parents' house.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready for more?
Dale and Keith on WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of things that we probably should have touched on earlier, but we didn't get a chance to.
What else you got?
Rich?
Well, Kyrie Irving back in the news again, as he always finds a way.
We had this discussion in the office earlier today.
Yes.
I don't understand.
I don't really get this. Well, I mean, I think I can kind of figure it out. I don't think guys around the league know him well enough until they play with him. But Kyrie Irving won the vote. He is the VP of the Players Association. And as you can imagine, Kyrie is pretty impressed with himself.
I decided to run for VP of the NBPA simply because I felt like it was time. I had been being an observer, somewhat of a participant in a lot of our affairs, a lot of our voting, a lot of the issues that needed to be tackled. Like I said, I was off to the sideline just watching CP, Garrett, CJ, Bismack, all our representatives, our governing body, just make a lot of these decisions. And I wanted to join forces, really figure out where my place was outside of basketball within our union, and move the union forward with just more innovative ways and not only socially social things, but just business ventures, just in a new space as a businessman, but more or less as a leader. Obviously it's been a road, a heck of a journey these last 20 days with a mentor of mine passing. So a lot of things were put into perspective that kind of got the ball rolling during all of this. So like I said, I'm happy to be here. I'm happy to join the family, and I can't wait to get to know everybody more and be more of an influential person in our union.
Oh, my goodness.
Can't wait to meet everybody and get to know everybody more.
Oh, my goodness. Who's, you mentioned leader in there? Was he referring to himself as a leader?
I think he was.
Okay. Huh. That's weird.
So you could only imagine that yesterday when this news came down, friend of the show Kendrick Perkins was on the jump.
Yes.
When he found out about Kyrie Irving being named the vice president of the NBA Players Association, he had to react.
To me, it's the blind leading the blind. Kyrie has proven to all of us that he's not a leader. And I don't understand this for the life of me. Maybe he surprised the world and become this better person overnight. But when he was with the Celtics, he wasn't a good leader. And now he's in Brooklyn. We had several occasions where he done threw guys under the bus or whatever the case may be, saying that he don't need certain guys or he want this guy back. And it's just, I don't see those leadership skills in Kyrie. So hopefully he proves me wrong, because the Players Association has been moving forward in a great way. So hopefully he don't ruin it.
I mean, a great call by Perk. Perk's been spot on about a lot of things recently. He's definitely right about all this Kyrie Irving stuff.
It's the blind leading the blind.
I mean, it's Irving. Like, he literally,
I just like hearing him talk.
Earlier this year, he was talking about getting Durant back, and then he named the guys that are good on his team and then purposely left out all the guys
who are playing.
Who are playing and playing pretty well, at least for them. Like, they're playing maybe a little bit above their level. They're getting the Nets into the playoffs even without Kyrie, and he's talking about how good next year is going to be and what the team's going to look like. It's like he hasn't changed at all from Boston.
All right, it's Tuesday.
Oh, I have no idea what he has in store. I look forward to every Tuesday around this time, because Chris Scheim, who is the songbird of our generation or any generation, serenades us with one song as we end our program. Scheim, what do you even have up your sleeve today?
So, after a really nice weekend, it was Valentine's Day weekend, so I figure we kind of want to extend it into almost like a Valentine's Day week.
Love song?
A little bit of a love song here. Maybe you want to dedicate it to Tom Brady. Hope he stays. Maybe
I like that.
You already miss Mookie Betts so much that you really just want to mourn for him, for him leaving.
Sure.
And you want to sing him this song. Or you have a loved one in your life that you really want to sing it to. Well, this song is definitely that.
Wow. Checks a lot of boxes, it sounds like.
Oh, I know this song.
Oh, yeah. This is a classic.
I call you when I need you and my heart's on fire.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
You come to me wild and wild.
Kind of breathy, but I like it.
Pitchy. I love my money.
You come to me and give me everything I need.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, here, it's going
to
get
range.
Wait till you hear this.
Yeah, I know.
Bring a lifetime of happiness in a world of dreams.
I just want to hear the chorus so bad.
I don't think I know this one.
Oh, I do.
Speak the language of love like you know what it means.
He commits to it, which I like.
Yeah.
You know?
And I can't be wrong.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
It can't be.
And take my heart and make it strong, babe.
This is going to be painful. Mm-hmm.
You're simply the best.
There it is. There's the payoff.
Better than all the rest.
Really
love
good.
The legal tampering
better
period.
Better than anyone.
Wow.
Anyone that I've ever met.
I have chills.
I love you.
And I'm stuck on your heart, babe. I hang on every word, kid. Keith said.
I'm going to send a copy to my
Everybody
wife.
Loves Chump right now. Apart.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Incredible.
Baby, I would rather be dead.
Wow, heavy.
Whew. You like that?
Chime, unbelievable effort today.
I just love tongue bass.
He had a little warble going in there.
Whatever you want to call it.
I was really emotional with this one. This one really hits close to home.
That
really?
One, I know you're thinking about somebody.
You did have a hot weekend, didn't you?
Or somebody's.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well done, Chime.
I love Ray Lewis, 52.
It's why it's the best segment in radio.
It really is. It's just...
because you don't know what you're going to get. It's not
laughter,
like a lot of these guys
joy,
there.
Sadness.
You know, I love baseball.
It's the same nonsense. Chime gives you something different. All genres are covered. Oh, my God. Incredible.
We love you, Dick.
We like to hit every aspect of the emotional
range. Do you get the sense
here?
That John is just hitting every button he has in there.
Every love button he has.
It doesn't matter if it fits or it doesn't fit. Just hit a button.
He looks for sound.
We got to get out of here. Believe me, we got to get out of here.
Probably for the best.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow.
Yeah.
We got a hockey segment at 10:45 every Wednesday.
Hockey guest.
Tomorrow, we will celebrate the 40th anniversary of the 1980 U.S. Olympic gold medal winning hockey team. Jim Craig will join us tomorrow at 10:45. We'll see you guys. OMF's up next. Bye.
Baby, don't let go.
I mean, I love Mike Vrabel.
Long distance dedication to Chris Scheim.
And told her to go.
That too.
That's all, folks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.